Moncrief on News Talk.
The people who run the Oscars have just announced a new category, and it's one you think they should have introduced a long time ago. Finally, stunt people are to get the recognition they deserve. The stunt design category will come into effect in 2028 for films released during 2027. Mike O'Shea is a film stunt consultant. Good afternoon, Mike.
Hi, how you doing, Sean?
It's not long before time, is it, really? It's surprising they haven't done this sooner.
Yeah, I suppose stunts are such an integral part, especially the modern movies, even the old ones from Charlie Chaplin and all those things. Like, I mean, there was a huge amount of stunts in those, but yeah, I suppose it's quite interesting that it's a category that has just stayed out of it, you know, when costume and VFX and everybody else is recognised. So I think, yeah, it's definitely time for it to happen, you know?
Yeah, why were they, do you have any suspicion as to why were they so slow to do this?
I've never really heard it, to be honest. All the stunt guilds would do their own awards anyway. So, like, you have stunt guild in the UK and in America and stuff like that. And they would certainly do recognition within the industry for anyone who's done a particularly impressive stunt. But yeah, I suppose it's just the politics of the game, you know?
Yeah, maybe actors didn't want people to know that they didn't do their own stunts, perhaps. Maybe there was a little bit of that, perhaps. Now, just to be clear as to what the award is for stunt design, what does that mean? Does that mean that the actual individual stunt people don't get it?
Yeah, my understanding of it is that it won't be particularly the guy who did the stunt, it would be the stunt designer. So that's usually a stunt coordinator. And in fairness to those people, anyone anyway, come up to the ranks, so the reason they've got to that role in the first place is because they've come up as being a stunt person themselves.
Right.
So, you know, they have a huge background in it. But I mean, I suppose the award makes sense in that way, in some sense, because, I mean, if you look at, just if you take Mission Impossible, the last one I worked on, I mean, if you look at the amount of different elements of stunts, from, you know, the motorbike jumping with the ramp, you know, wingsuiting, skydiving, trains going off bridges, you know, there's such a huge array of stuff. So an actual, like a stunt coordinator, you know, has to have a huge breadth of knowledge and experience to be able to, you know, to be able to design all these stunts and to actually make them work as well, you know.
Yeah, and of course you worked on the motorbike stunt from Mission Impossible. We did, as I recall, we did talk about that before. Is it like the director says, I want to shoot someone out of a cannon and then they crash into a helicopter, or is the stunt person the one, is the stunt person, the stunt designer in the room saying, well, no, you can't do that, but maybe you could try this?
Yeah, no, that's, it's a process where, you know, you've got story writers and you've got directors coming up with a script for a movie and designing the layout that they want and the look of the movie they want. And then obviously you need to quickly get the likes of stunts involved for that sort of stuff, you know? So yeah, so like a lot of the stunt people actually end up becoming, you know, second unit directors themselves, because they're so experienced and so understands the intricacies of the industry that they're able to actually, you know, do a lot of the shooting themselves, you know?
Yeah.
So a lot of the stunts are usually done with a second unit. So, there's a huge planning process, and then it's like you obviously have to look at the logistics and the cost of stunts. I mean, because, like, once you start getting into stunts, any sort of a stunt is absolutely huge money, you know?
Yeah, not least of which I imagine is the insurance costs.
Yeah, well, I suppose it depends on the production and on what company is doing it. Some of them are self-insuring, and then some are obviously bringing in insurance externally. But yes, it's a pretty important part of the whole industry, you know.
Yeah, no, like, because you designed the ramp that Tom Cruise was on the motorbike on. Like, was that? Well, how do you go about designing something like that? Is that architectural to a degree? Is there maths involved in that? You have to figure out the kind of trajectory of the motorcycle and all that kind of thing.
Yeah, there was, I suppose where it all kind of started was the stunts. Obviously, it was actually Tom Cruise himself who wanted to do the stunts. It was his concept. And quite a few of the missions, if anyone's watched Mission Impossible, they know a lot of the movie is based around Tom doing stunts, which, you know, are just, some of them are absolutely, you know, amazing and ridiculous at the same time, you know. So the concept was for him to come off the cliff and then to fly onto the train. So there's obviously a number of elements in that. So, yeah, so initially they worked out the trajectory. They wanted him to go off the ramp, and they gave us that to me. And then from that point there, then we started. We went to the site and, you designed this. You design it basically to the site you're going to work on. So there's quite a bit of engineering calculations in it and loadings and you know, just making sure that you've got the correct position as well, because he's obviously skydiving into a bowl as well underneath. So it's quite complex with a lot of people involved in the process, you know, from, you know, the initial concept to then designing it, to getting engineers involved to do all the calculations, and then obviously to build it. So there's a huge process. Like that one is obviously that's regarded as the biggest stunt ever done in the movie industry. We spent over 6 months just working on that. Was just one stunt. Like, so if you watch the movie, if you think that I worked on that for over 6 months and it's 30 seconds in the movie, you know? So
yeah.
It's pretty amazing when you look at how much work goes into just that little piece of screen time, you know?
Yeah. Would Cruise be now kind of singular in the sense that he does these stunts? Would many other actors do them?
There is, I mean, I've seen the amount of actors that will do stunts or do their own fight scenes and stuff like that. Like, certainly I was on Gladiator and Paul Mescal does all his own, you know, did a lot of the fight scenes on that, even though he does have a double for certain stuff. But I mean, he does quite a bit of the action himself. But I think, yeah, it depends. Look, it's obviously the profile of the actor and their own fitness and their own, you know, risk aversion or not, whether they want to do them or not. But I mean, the majority of actors will have stunt people, okay? So it's like pretty much every stunt. Every actor that's out there has a stunt double that looks pretty similar to them, you know, and they usually travel pretty close to them. So a lot of them, I think, build up relationships with the actors where they can actually, you know, they work with them for a long time because they get to know them and they can stand in quite comfortably for them, you know.
Mm. And but given the cost of them now and the fact that there's, you know, digital special effects and green screen and all that kind of stuff, are those kind of big, massive stunts? Are they becoming increasingly rare?
It's certainly since COVID, there seems to be certainly a big change. Even though we did shoot that just directly after COVID, but I mean, I think that I suppose it's just the cost of doing those stunts now, which is getting so high. So you are seeing an element of green screen, or where stunt people will rehearse it in a studio and do it on a green screen or blue screen, and then into the shot afterwards. You know, there's an element of that, but and it's obviously that's something that, you know, the industry has been fighting a small bit, you know, but it's hard to get around that.
Yeah. Mike, thanks a million for talking with us today. Look forward to seeing pictures of you in Los Angeles picking up your stunt for whatever lies ahead for you. That was the film stunt coordinator, Mike O'Shea there. Someone says those behind the scenes clips from Adolescence have been showing up in my Insta feed and they look complicated enough without even having a stunt. It must have been fiendishly difficult to pull this all together in one take. Oh, yeah. And it was kind of one of those things, leaving aside the kind of harrowing content of Adolescent, every now and again, I'm going, how did they do that? How did the camera go out the window? There must be an edit there and all that. And the episode where they go to the DIY shop, I have no idea how they did that. But apparently they shot it 14 times and that was start to end, 14 times. Just so they could get it right, and even at that, and in the final thing that was broadcast or was put on Netflix, there was probably one or two bits where you go, didn't quite plan that.
Moncrief weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.